We are about to identify the most optimistic media person on the Eagles. Not as optimistic as Al, who has them winning 11 games. No one
11.
In captivity has 11. And Rhea, I was listening to your update, and I had a pang of regret, but only for a second.
What?
While you announced that all these people I'm sending to the Phillies game tonight in Dunedin, I did not realize Vinny Velo was pitching. So I went, uh-oh. And then I saw who the Blue Jays are pitching, Steven Matz.
Mm.
He also sucks.
Oh.
You are going to see a lot of action tonight.
Well, it'll be a fun game, then.
It'll be a ton of fun, and you'll enjoy every minute of it. And I've gotten word that the Phillies will attempt another double steal and try to steal home plate. Because, Al, that's actual
baseball. That was
awesome baseball.
Yep.
Now, there was a moment of actual baseball, and then they reverted to form. But it was a nice moment. On the line, ladies and gentlemen, after a day of searching to find somebody out there, let me just say, PhillyVoice.com went everywhere to find predictions on the Eagles' schedule.
Right.
The best they could come up with was Bo Wolf, who had them.
Yes.
Bo Wolf of The Athletic, I believe.
He's terrific. Bo. Yep.
He is the only one with a winning record of all the media in America, and especially here in the city. And he was goofing because he said they would finish 8-7-2. Nobody picks two ties. That was the closest as they came until we found the man who will identify himself now, who has a good feeling about this season. Sir, would you please say your name?
I'm the only correct media member, it sounds like, in the city, Elliot Shore Park.
Elliot Shore Parks. And Elliot, how many wins do you see in that schedule?
But I went through the schedule. I came away with 11 wins, 11-6.
Oh, I thought you had 10.
He said 10
you
plus.
You are with Al now.
I had double-digit wins in my tweet, but I came away with 11.
So you and Al are in lockstep.
Mm.
Al, you want to change your mind?
No, Elliot's a brilliant mind.
All right, so Elliot, could you please tell all the fans in this city why you are this optimistic?
Because their schedule is easy. They have the easiest schedule in the league based off of last year. When you look at it, I think the NFL finally did them some favors. There was an article this week about how pretty consistently the league, when they've given the schedule, they've hurt the Eagles in terms of, you know, short bye weeks, those type of things. But when you look at the schedule this year, I really think it breaks in their favor. The ending of the schedule is easy. They don't have any super hard stretch. They don't travel three games in a row. And the bottom line is, last year, this team, you know, I see a lot of predictions out there, as you mentioned, 5 wins, 6 wins. Everything in the world went wrong for this team last year, and they still won 4 games. So I do think that this team is going to be just flat out much better than people think. And they're going to be better along the line. They're going to be better at quarterback. And we'll see about the head coach. But I think the schedule really helps them out.
All right, Elliot, I agree with every single word you just said, but most of the fans in this city do not. You know, we did the poll. 6 was the prevailing number. A lot of votes yesterday. Are they picking up the vibe from the team themselves that this is a transition year? Why are they so down?
Oh, I understand why fans are down. I mean, last year, all my years covering the team, last year was the worst year I've ever covered, just in terms of how terrible they were, how frustrating it was. I think people are upset how we are here. So I completely understand why people would be upset with this team. But what I would say to them is, if you remove the emotion, the Eagles' offensive line could be pretty good. The defensive line could be pretty good. I think Jalen Hurts will be better than Carson Wentz was last year. Those things matter a lot more than who the second cornerback is. So I get the emotion. I understand it. But if you take that away, the roster is just flat out not as bad as people think. And also, one thing that's been consistently true about the Eagles under Jeffrey Lurie is when people think they're going to be bad, they're good. It's when they're supposed to be good that the problems come in. But when people think they're bad, they always surprise people.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're hearing Eagles wisdom, unlike what you've been listening to in other shows. This is real. All right, Elliot, next thing. Infusion of youth, all right? How big a deal is it that you're bringing in a potential superstar in Devontae Smith, a potential star if he's healthy in Landon Dickerson, and you have a young coach with a lot of new ideas? Is that a plus as they enter the season?
Yeah, I think adding Devontae Smith is definitely a plus. You know, the fact that they're going to have a receiver that can consistently beat man coverage. I mean, he's going to have the best hands on the team that they've had since I mean, maybe like Jason Avant. I don't know. It's been a long time since they've had anybody that's going to catch the ball the way he does. So I definitely think that'll help. But I also just think you mentioned the youth. Like, Jalen Hurts is going to be a better quarterback than Carson was. Carson was the worst quarterback in the league last year. So I think to a certain extent, when you're getting quarterback play that's that bad, and I tried to say this all last year, you almost can't judge anybody else because the quarterback is what makes the team go. So I don't know if Jalen Hurts is going to be a top 15 quarterback. I don't even know if they're going to start him week one, right? They won't even commit to that. But I do think that when he's out there, and he will be out there, he'll play much better, and that's going to make the whole roster look better.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am planning a big finish in this interview, but not yet. There's a couple of other housekeeping things, and then we've got a monster finish for you because Elliot has another prediction, and it's even more exciting. Not yet, though. Elliot, did the NFL blow it by not tapping into this emotion, especially New York toward Philly with the Giants and the Eagles, and waiting 12 weeks to have them play each other?
Yeah, I think they did. Now, I understand that the end of the season games against the division are exciting. You almost guarantee that they'll mean something. So I understand why they do it, but I think they've overdone it. I mean, you can play these teams, you know, within the first 6 weeks and then play them again in the last 6 weeks or something. But waiting 12 weeks for them to play the Giants, and then also Washington. They play Washington, I believe, twice in the final four or five games.
Yep.
So that's also not great in terms of an excitement standpoint. So I do think the NFL has far overdone it, and they blew it here. I would have much rather seen them play the Giants in week 3 than the Cowboys.
Elliot, will you be traveling to cover the team now that the masks are gone, the vaccinations are in? Are you back to business as usual?
It's a great question. I do know I'll be at the NovaCare today for the rookie camp, so we'll get a chance to see the rookies at least. I'm hoping things go back to normal. I don't see why not, but I guess we'll find out. We'll see how the league wants to make it in terms of us actually having access to the players in the locker room. That would be the big key there.
Are you actually going to be able to talk to some of the players, like in person, or no?
No. So today we're just going to be on the sideline watching, and then Nick Sirianni will speak, but he's doing it virtually. So we're still not at a point where we're in the same, closed room as players and talking to them.
All right, but Elliot, I'm sorry. Even this is kind of exciting to me. You're going to your first look at Devontae Smith, running patterns, Hurts throwing to him. You're going to get a very first look at this new kid. What are you looking for right away?
Well, obviously the size, right? I think the concerns about his weight are overblown. But when all that's talked about for all offseason is the fact that he weighs 166 pounds, I want to get out there and see what he looks like. Is he going to look like Donnell Pumphrey did, or is it not going to be a big deal? So I'm excited to see that. But I'm also excited to see Nick Sirianni run a practice. I mean, we haven't actually seen Sirianni since they hired him. Everything's been virtual. So I want to see how he interacts with the players. I want to see, where he's standing. Is he with the quarterbacks mostly? Is he working with different positions? And then also Jonathan Gannon, the defensive coordinator, will be the first time to see him. So I'm super excited to get down.
Are you able to tweet out any video?
Oh, yeah. I'll have tons of video.
Oh, we want to see all that stuff.
You've just
Elliot,
set up
this
my
is
afternoon.
Fun.
Yeah.
This is fun. All right. Now, Elliot. When you're saying 11 wins for the Birds, you're saying playoffs, right? 11-6 is going to get you in.
Yeah, if they win 11 games, I think they'll get there. Now, I think, look, yes, I think there's a good chance they're a playoff team, I'll say. I don't know if they'll actually win 11 games, but I think the schedule breaks their way.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, our big finish. Do you also have a prediction about the Indianapolis Colts led by quarterback Carson Wentz?
I do, and it might not surprise you to know, I do not think they are going to be a playoff team, especially when you look at their schedule. Their schedule is brutal. The first, I think, 4 or 5 games are against playoff teams from last year. We've seen that Carson struggles against good teams. We've also seen Carson doesn't do well when things start to go poorly. So if they start 1-3 or, were to lose their first 3 games, I think things could really unravel. So their schedule is super tough, and I don't think they'll be a playoff team.
Are you suggesting that after a rough start, he will pout on the sideline and possibly even break into tears?
I don't know if he'll cry. I just know he's not that good. So, we'll figure out how this right. breaks. But, it'll be a rough year for the Colts, I think.
All right. You are begging one final question here, and here it is, Elliot. The fact that you were so right about Carson Wentz, has it made you bolder in your other predictions?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I knew I was right about Carson all along, and I know I'm right about this team. I really do. I think this Eagles team is going to be way better than people think. I have almost no doubt about it.
Elliot, you're saying here, as our football expert on WIP, that when all is said and done in the next season, the Philadelphia Eagles will have a better record than the Indianapolis Colts and Carson Wentz.
You know, I hadn't thought of that, but as you lead me down that road, I think you're right. I think they will have a better record than the Colts next year.
You're getting this nowhere else. Elliot, we're holding you all this. We're keeping a tape of this. Hopefully you are continuing your run of good fortune with these predictions.
And you won't be unbearable at all.
No, you won't be. But, Elliot, I hope you're right about all of it. Thank you.
Yep, sounds good. Talk to you guys later.